With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Friday could be a difficult day for air travelers because of an FAA directive.
The FAA order is to cut flights by 10% at 40 of the busiest airports, including Anchorage, Teterboro, New Jersey, Tampa, as well as New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago. It's to take pressure off air traffic controllers who are working without pay during the shutdown. Two words you don't want to hear at the airport are canceled and
delay.
In Dallas, Alan Perkins' late night flight was bumped to the next day. Anyone with plans for the weekend are anxiously waiting to find out their flight status. Some airlines are planning to focus on slashing routes to and from small and medium-sized cities. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Meanwhile, in Washington, each side in the shutdown squabble is blaming the other side. In remarks on the Senate floor, Senate Majority Leader John Thune says the harmful effects of the shutdown are piling up.
Federal workers are taking on second jobs to make ends meet. Food banks across the country are overwhelmed. And American families are looking to the holiday season with apprehension. As President, Democrats have a choice to make. Are they going to continue to bow to pressure from voices on the far left telling them to keep up their opposition? Or are they going to stop the American people's suffering and end this shutdown?
Senator Thune told fellow Republicans in a private lunch that he plans to hold a vote on Friday that could pave the way to end the government shutdown, according to two people in the room who were granted anonymity to describe his comments. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 398 points, the NASDAQ dropped 445, the S&P lower by 75. This is SRN News. In the final part of our series on the Rustic Way Ranch Equine Therapy Center in Dallas, Brooke Carricker, co-founder of Rustic Way, says 2025 has seen impressive growth for her nonprofit organization. She believes one big reason the ranch is thriving is because of its gospel-focused message for young people.
This is part of our name, Rustic Way Ranch, because we're pointing people to the ultimate way, which is Jesus Christ. You couple that peaceful environment with horses. They are these majestic, massive animals. They can sense our heartbeat, our breathing. Touching their coats, grooming them, has a way of physiologically calming our bodies and our minds to a healthier state.
Anyone wanting more information on the ranch's work helping teenagers can go to rusticwayranch.org. This is SRN News. Tech stocks sent the markets lower.
Stocks pulled back on Wall Street thanks to more losses for big tech companies. The S&P 500 fell 1.1% Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 398 points. It's about 0.8%. The NASDAQ Composite pulled back 1.9%. DoorDash sank more than 17%. The company said it plans to spend a lot more on product development next year. CarMax lost almost a quarter of its value. The big used car dealer forecast earnings that were far below what analysts were expecting. It also said its CEO is leaving. Treasury yields fell in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
The world's richest man was just handed a chance to become history's first trillionaire. Elon Musk won a shareholder vote on Thursday that would give the Tesla CEO stock worth $1 trillion if he hits certain performance targets. More at SRNnews.com.